amazing. The water is so clear. And these beautiful little fish everywhere.
Wow.
There's one place where they've sunk this old ferry boat to make an artificial reef.
Yeah?
And now it's just covered in plants and corals. Fish swimming all around. Hey, you wouldn't believe the colours.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
You're too late for lunch, but I'm sure we could find you something.
Oh, no thanks. I've had a bite already.
So did Kirsty enjoy it too?
Oh, yeah. She goes all mad. And I'd definitely go back there again.
Not too soon, please.
Ah, so, Cal's been missing me?
Well, they've managed, but...
Hey, what about this agency guy? Was he okay?
Yeah, he was fine. Fine. Very efficient.
Good.
Knew the routine. No disasters. The yield didn't suffer.
But?
Well...
What, not quite up to my standard, then?
Well, I mean, let's face it, you're such a hard act to follow.
Just checking, you know.
No, seriously, he was okay, but... how shall I put it? Not so big on the charisma factor.
Hey, Sam.
David. Hi.
Come on, you're not still on holiday. There's work to be done.
Hey!
Are you kidding? It's good to see you, mate.
You too.
Hi.
Have pity on the guy. He didn't get home till the early hours.
Yeah, I slept in this morning.
Oh, what? Well, I was up milking.
And now look at you, prancing around in your cricket whites.
Oh, I'm playing Hollerton this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, with your new bloke. What's his name?
What, you mean Stuart?
Yeah, games teacher.
Yeah, but you haven't heard the latest. We've now got Kevin Machin on the team as well.
Yeah?
The demon quick bowler from Darrington has finally been persuaded to join us.
Oh, yeah.
So it should be interesting.
That's enough of cricket. Don't you want to hear about Gozo?
Yeah, so how was it?
Oh, it was great. I mean, yeah, I was just saying to Ruth...
Sam!
Hey, watch out!
Sam, you're back!
Hey, hello there!
Now then, Ben, calm down.
Sam, come and finish the treehouse!
Ben, no, not now.
Please, you've got to.
He's only just back from holiday.
So he's still not finished?
No, Daddy can't do it.
Not a great deal of progress, I'm afraid.
Come on, I have not had a spare moment.
Come on, Sam.
Ben, that's enough.
Okay, go on. Right. Let's go and have a look, eh?
Yeah!
Right, but I'm not making any promises.
Yes!
Oh!
LBW?
Oh, not quite. So close. Great ball, Kev!
Yeah, brilliant!
You see the way it swung? The batsman was all over the place. Another one like that.
And Kevin! Kevin!
It's real class, though, this.
You like his action, then, fella?
No, shush, shush. Here we go. Fantastic! Just see that, fella?
Yes, you're a genius!
Like you would know.
Kev drops one short, just to tempt him, and he fell for it. Robert was right there waiting.
Yeah, he's not just quick, he's got a brain as well, right?
Yeah. Hollerton, six down already, and four of them Kev's.
Right, so what's happening now?
Well, Kev's going back to the slips. Mm-hmm. It looks like Alistair's bringing Duncan on.
Oh.
Well, the guy's got to have a break sometime. Alistair knows what he's doing.
Does he?
Yes, yes, he's on good form. Come back all fit and relaxed after his camping holiday.
Oh, you see, he's just turned up.
Huh?
Oh!
Yeah, Ed, over by the covers.
Oh, yeah.
Great, I was hoping he'd come.
Yeah?
Well, I asked him. He wasn't so keen, I had to work on him.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Hey, don't stare, Mum. You must feel bad enough already.
I'm sorry.
I'll go over and say hello.
Hiya, Fallon.
Hi, how you made it?
Yeah, I don't think it was such a good idea, though.
Oh, come on.
I mean, the way they're looking at me, you'd think I had two heads or something.
No, you're being paranoid.
It's okay, I'm not going to throw up on the pitch. I'm going to give crack to your kids.
Hey, relax, all they care about is the cricket. You know, we're actually winning for a change. Hollerton is 6 wickets down already.
Okay. So how come you're such a big fan all of a sudden?
Me? No, I'm only here to help with the tees.
Yeah? So, what about these new star players Dad's been on about?
Well, that's Stuart at mid-wicket. Oh, and at first slip, that's Kev from Darrington.
Oh, I get it.
What?
Tease, eh? I can guess who's going to get the first slice of cake.
Well, you know, he's all right.
Yeah, if you say so.
No, no, everyone's such a big fan. Look at Tony.
Hmm?
Well, is he at a funeral or what?
He doesn't look very happy, does he?
Because he's been dropped and now we're actually winning.
Oh, sad, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, you've got to feel sorry for him, really. So are you going to stay and see us win?
I might as well. Not got much else to do.
Well, I heard you were down at Grange Farm again.
Who told you that?
Jazz was there.
Well, I went to have a look, that's all.
Okay.
Well, I didn't stay. I'm not working there.
Okay, so just... Yes! Another wicket!
Oh, great.
What? Oh, Will.
It's the first time I come out and he turns up. And he's got George.
Ed, don't go.
Look, I'm sorry, it was a nice idea, but I'd rather be somewhere else.
Tea?
Oh, great!
You want me to come up, or...?
No, hold on.
There you go.
Oh, thanks.
And I wanted to apologise.
What for?
For letting the kids bully you into doing this now.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. I could have said no.
And risk being eaten alive.
Yeah, there is that, I suppose.
So, where have they gone?
Well, when they saw I wasn't going to magically finish their treehouse on the spot...
They got bored and went away. Typical.
I don't mind anyway. Do another few minutes here, then get the cows in.
Straight back in the deep end.
Well, this might sound weird, but, you know, I'm quite looking forward to it.
Really?
Catching up, you know? Getting back into the old routine. See who's dried off, who's milking well.
Yeah, having me on.
Oh!
If I had to choose between a milking pit and a beach on Gozo...
Nah, it was great, don't get me wrong, but... Well, yeah, 2 weeks was just about long enough for me.
And for Kirsty?
She'd stay there all summer if she could. She's quite happy to lie in the sun all day. Like I said, I'm not so good at that.
You've done pretty well. That's a great tan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got tough skin, so I don't burn easy.
I'm jealous.
You're not done so bad yourself.
Me?
Well, don't tell me that's fake tan on your shoulders.
No, even though I spend most of my time between the milking parlour and the kitchen.
And your hair's got sun bleached on top. Like Pip's. Yeah, it suits you.
Come on, look at me. I'm a mess. I was just saying to David the other day, I'm feeling really middle-aged and frumpy.
Oh, I wouldn't
say. In fact, I'm taking Ben shopping for his school clothes this week. I thought I'd try and find something for myself. Make me feel a bit better.
Yeah, why don't you?
Anyway, I'll let you get back up to your roost.
Thanks for the tea.
You're welcome. Ben's just so thrilled to have you back.
It's nice to be back.
3 in a row, and what a victory.
6 overs to spare.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that. You saying you won?
Jolly.
Not just one, we wiped the floor with them.
What a match. This time last year, who'd have believed it?
We are just a completely different team.
Yep, nothing can stop us now. Book your tickets for Lords next year.
And a whiskey, was it?
Please, Tony.
We'll be a match for any village team in the country.
Yeah? Well, Tony don't seem so sure about that.
Yeah?
He thinks you've had a lucky run.
No, Tony. Sour grapes, because he's been dropped. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Oh, well, whatever you say. Ah, there you go, David.
Right.
Should I put this on the tab?
Yeah, please.
Oh, mind.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, I'll see to it.
Oh, thanks, Jolene.
These guys are heroes, Jolene. What's a bit of beer on the floor?
Well, someone's got to clear it up.
And we'll be getting our new carpet soon, remember?
Yeah, whether we want it or not.
Oh, Jolene.
Oh, okay, I shan't say another word.
Look, I mean, you've seen the samples. They were okay, and Lillian's paying for it all.
So she says.
Right. So what's the big problem?
Ed.
Oh, hiya.
You hide in by the French beans?
Enjoying the view, yeah. So?
Well, Mum's come to pick up Clary. She's on the bar tonight, so I
thought you'd come and check up on me.
That's what friends are for, innit?
Well, here I am. Still in one piece. I'm still clean. I'm still sober.
Okay. You can offer me one of those.
If you like. It's just, well, I've only got the two. I'm hoping to make them last.
I'll leave it then.
But Fallon, I come out in the back garden for a bit of peace and quiet and a couple of beers.
Okay,
but I'm not losing it. I'm not binging. I'm not off on another bender.
Well, you can't blame me for worrying, like after what happened last time with Will and George.
Yeah, well, you can see now. It's not like last time. I'm all right. You'll have to pick me up and carry me home.
Yeah. Well, you know, in that case, I'll just...
No, Fallon. Sorry. Do you want a beer?
No, it's all right. I'll have a sip of yours.
You know, Dad went and tipped away the last of the cider.
Did he?
Down the field. It's just the dregs. It's pure poison. He's probably killed off half the wildlife in Ambridge now.
Yeah.
Look, it wasn't the best feeling in the world seeing Will and George again. Mm. It's almost physical, you know? It's like someone twisting a part of you deep inside. Sometimes I just feel like running away. But then where'd you go? I guess I've just got to get used to it.
Okay.
But I'd sooner keep out of their way for now. That's all.
Yeah, of course.
Some things you can change, some you can't. You got to decide which. Otherwise...
So what about Emma?
What about her?
Well, have you seen her all since?
No, why should I?
I just wondered, that's all.
But I wouldn't have anything to say to her. I don't know what she'd have to say to me, neither.
Well, you might be surprised.
No! I'm just not interested, all right?
Anyway, Mum's probably waiting.
Yeah.
Ed.
But I'm okay, honestly. I'll stay clean, I'll keep off the booze, I'll see my counsellor.
Okay.
Don't have to worry about me. I'll be fine.
These are my Madeleine Angevine.
So,
Here, come and have a look. They're really starting to swell.
Yeah.
Isn't that a wonderful sight? Oh, doesn't it make you want to grab hold of a bunch and squeeze?
Well,
won't be long now. Well, they're an early variety. So if all goes well...
Well, when are they going to be ready?
Another month or so. We're hoping to harvest at the end of September.
Oh, better hope for some decent weather then.
Yes. Quick, touch wood.
Well, they're looking good now anyway.
And while you're here, come over and see the Sauval Blanc. They're not so far ahead. We shan't be harvesting them until the end of October.
Maybe another time, eh?
Oh.
Well, I'm back on duty this afternoon. Ought to be on the move.
Of course, I mustn't make you late.
Oh, it's good to see the grapes coming on so well. I'll look forward to a taste of the real Chateau Lower Loxley.
Well, as it's only our first harvest from young vines, the quality may not be up to its full potential.
No.
But when the vines mature, I'm hoping for a delicious, dry, aromatic wine. You know, plenty of fruit with hints of apple and citrus.
Sounds great.
So how do you feel about a bit of grape picking?
What, you mean...
I'm looking for volunteers. Nothing too onerous. Easy work, pleasant company. A slap-up lunch on the house.
Yeah?
And next spring you'll get a few complimentary bottles of our first batch. Are you interested?
Yeah, might well be.
Good.
Well, that's if I can get the time off.
Hello? You still here?
Yeah, I'm just on my way.
Another recruit for our grape harvest.
Yeah, if it's a weekend, we'll bring feeds along too.
Yes, the more the merrier.
You better check your diary first, Nigel.
What?
Because there's going to be a very important wedding in October.
Who's?
Well, go on, guess.
Come on, tell us. Hayley! You don't mean...
Mrs. Pugsley and Titcomb.
No!
Yes, official. Eileen told Elizabeth they're engaged.
Here. Your breakfast's been sat in the oven all morning.
Yeah.
Lucky I put a lid on it. Though I ain't sure about the bacon.
Don't worry, Mum.
Well, I ain't worrying. I just want to see you eating proper meals.
I am.
You feeling okay, love?
Yeah, why?
Well, in bed all morning.
But like, I felt like having a lie-in.
Yeah.
It wasn't a hangover neither.
Oh, I never said
like,
it
I had was. Two beers last night. You can count the bottles.
Oh, Edward, I ain't doubting you, lovey. That weren't what I meant at all.
Okay.
Tell you what, I'll stop fussing and I'll get back to work.
I'm sorry. I've got a bit of a headache, that's all.
Oh, dear.
I've been lying in bed too long.
Yeah, well, you ought to get out this afternoon. Find something to do. Where's your dad?
I don't know, out on a job somewhere.
So we don't need you to help?
Well, you didn't ask.
Oh, right. Any of your friends around?
Friends?
What's Fallon doing?
But I'm not sure. She's working, I think.
You could always give Oliver a call.
What?
Well, why not see if he needs
No, it? Mum.
Why not?
Well, because I've got better things to do.
Well, you just said that you
wouldn't. No, I don't want to call Oliver, okay?
Yeah, right. Yeah, just a suggestion.
Anyway, he's got Mike and Jazza down there.
Well, not all the time.
And Grandaddy, what's there for me to do?
No, you know Joe's only going down there because you
have... Look, Mum, drop it, okay?
Yeah, okay. Not my business, I know. You do whatever you think best, sweetheart. I'll be off now and I'll see you later.
Yeah, I'll see you.
And don't just sit there, eh? Try and keep yourself busy.
No, Fallon's lent me a couple of DVDs.
Oh, and if you do feel like getting up, there's always the front gate.
Hey?
I've been on at your father about the latch for the past 2 weeks. It's been driving me mad. Shouldn't take you long to fix it.
Yeah, maybe.
Bye.
He can't seem to stop grinning. Floating round the rose garden on a cloud.
Aww.
Nobody said. He was so terrified Eileen would turn him down. When she accepted, he couldn't believe his ears and had to ask her again.
Aww, that's so sweet.
Now he says he still has to keep pinching himself.
Freddie, will you turn that down, please? I've given them half an hour with a DVD before the picnic.
You're in charge.
I'm hoping it might calm them down a bit.
Titcomb also said that as neither he nor Eileen are getting any younger, he thought they ought to get on and name the day.
Well, you might have a point there.
Though I've no idea exactly how old either of them are.
I've often wondered, do you think his hair's dyed or is...
I'm not sure. Can't really ask, can you?
No. There's a coffee here for Elizabeth.
Thanks, I'll take it down.
But it's also romantic. You're never too old, are you?
We'll have to make it a really special day for them.
So, you think you can do it here?
Of course. Where else? It'll mean a bit of jiggery-pokery, but we'll manage it somehow. Lizzie's going to see to all the arrangements herself.
Oh, is that... I mean, she...
Yes, I know. She's up to her ears already. But she really wants to do this.
Oh, that's nice of her.
I didn't have to ask. In fact, I tried to talk her out of it. She's quite determined.
Better not argue, then.
No.
Look at the time. Where did they put the crisps?
And I know she's doing it partly for my sake.
What? You think so?
We go back a long way. Me and Titcomb and dear old Mrs. Pugsley. They're almost family.
Yeah?
Terribly sweet of her, anyway. Makes me realise how lucky I am to have her.
Oh, you ought to tell her that.
Oh, you're right. I should.
Actually, you know, seeing those two so besotted with each other, it's really quite humbling in a way.
Humbling?
Yeah, it makes you realise. Reminds you how special it is. And how lucky you are to find the right partner in life. You should never take it all for granted.
You're not suggesting I take Lizzie for granted.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that.
You're perfectly right, anyway. I hope Eileen and Titcomb are as happy as me and Lizzie.
Hmm. So, I suppose she'll just move into Titcomb's cottage?
Yes, there's plenty of room.
Oh, it's a lovely spot down there. Nice little kitchen. It's 2 bedrooms, perfect.
I'm sure they'll be very happy there.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Now, you stay in there. You can get out soon.
Great.
Ed. Hi, I brought someone down to see you. Yeah, it's Ed. You gonna say hello?
Emma, look.
So, you fixing the latch?
Yeah, I'm doing my mum a favour.
Yeah, well, we don't want to get in your way.
We want to finish it before she gets home.
Yeah. We just came to see how you were, you know. And I thought I'd bring George. I mean, I thought it'd be easy if he came with me and not with Will. Ed.
What?
Ed, please, don't be like that.
Like what?
You know why I've come. I couldn't stay away forever. I had to come and see you.
Well, here I am. You've seen me now.
Not just me. I wanted you to have some time with George.
What for?
because...
I mean, what's the point? He's not my kid. I've got nothing to do with
it. No, that's not true. That isn't fair. We're your family and we care about you. Ed, I missed you so much. I was so worried when you were in hospital. I wanted to come and see you, to know you were all right.
Well, I am all right, see? I'm fine. So you can go off...
Ed, no.
And go and get on with your life and leave me to get on with mine.
I can't. I still love you.
Emma.
I still love you and you still love me, don't you? So what are we going to do?
Freddie! Lily! Wait!
Do you want me to go?
No, I'll sort them out.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Clary.
Hey, you two! Wait for me!
Oh, someone's getting excited.
We're taking them for a picnic.
Oh.
We stopped to get a tub of your ice cream.
Oh, Pat's in there. She'll find you some.
I am just so mad about ice cream. You better lock me in a car.
Oh, well.
Anyway, so how are you?
Me? Oh,
we've not seen much of you lately. In fact, you've not been up at all.
No, do you know, I've been so busy at here, down the ball. My feet ain't hardly touched the ground.
Oh.
And of course, we've had all this business with Edward.
So, how's he doing now?
Well, now he ain't been so bad these last few days.
Oh, good.
I wish he'd find something to do. Spends far too much time sitting around at home.
Mike says he's having some counselling.
Yeah, he went for an assessment last week.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his first proper session Thursday.
So, fingers crossed then?
Yeah. Just hope he makes it through the door.
Must still be such a worry for you.
Oh, well, I'm trying not to think about it too much. Taking it one day at a time.
Hmm. All right. Well, I better not hold you up.
We're on yoghurt this afternoon.
Clary, are you working at the ball tonight?
No, not tonight, no.
So why don't you pop up and see us?
Oh, well...
Oh, come on. We'll open a bottle of wine or just a cup of tea, if you'd rather.
It's very kind of you, hey.
Yeah, but... we can have a real natter. And I know Mike will be pleased to see you.
No, thank you all the same, but no, I can't.
Oh.
I've got a whole heap of ironing to get through, and Eddie's taking me to the supermarket.
All right. Not to worry. We'll save it for another time. I know we had misunderstandings. I know perhaps I wasn't fair to you when I left the caravan.
Please, Emma.
But I want to make up for that now. I want to make it right.
No!
And don't say it's too late, because I can't bear it.
We've been through all this once already. It won't do any good.
Oh, I can help you. I can look after you.
I don't
you.
Need it.
Mama!
I don't need anyone.
Why not? Why won't you let
me? You know what I said last time? Nothing has changed.
George, you're
I
right
still mean it. Every word.
But you still care about me. I can see it.
Forget about that. It doesn't matter.
It does. Of course it does.
No! It doesn't matter how we feel. It's never going to work.
Why? How do you know that?
Listen. Yes, we had some good times. Yes, I've still got feelings for you and George. Of course I have.
So why?
This is only making it worse for both of us. What's past is past. We can't go back. Too much has happened. If we tried, you'd end up miserable and so would I.
No. No, don't say that.
I'm sorry. It hurts me too.
So why?
Because it's the truth. I knew it from the time you walked out of the caravan. It's taken me this long to face up to it. And now you've got to face up to it too.
You can't do this, Ed. You can't cut me off. You can't pretend there's nothing left between
us. It's no good, Emma. That's it. I got nothing left to say.
Please, Ed.
And you've got to understand. We're finished. It's all over.
To hear Sid and Alistair talk, you'd think they'd got next year's competition in the bag already.
That was a good win on Sunday.
Nah, lucky.
You reckon?
Yeah, we had a few lucky calls. That third wicket was never a run out. He was owned by a mile.
Maybe.
And with the batting too. Neil dropped on his first ball.
Oh, come on, Tony, be fair. I've never seen us play better. And you've got to give the new players their credit too. I mean, Kev's a dime.
Oh, yeah, yes, I know. Kevin the Wonder Boy.
6 wickets, you can't argue with that.
Well, it's like I said, the umpire was on our side.
4 of them were clean bowled.
Honestly, Mike, it's a lot of hype. He's not all he's cracked up to be.
How'd you work that out?
Oh, hi. Hello.
Oh, morning.
I'm telling you, from where I was sitting, he must have bowled at least a dozen no balls.
But you weren't umpiring.
Ah, oh, cricket.
All I'm saying
is... Oh, come on, Tony. I know it's hard to be dropped from the team.
What?
There's no need for all this sour grapes.
Sour grapes?
You don't have to go around knocking the best new players we've had in years.
You think this is all about me being dropped?
So what else is it?
Hey, come on. No sport, no politics. That's how wars start.
Sorry, but it wasn't me who started this one.
So, Mike, how are you finding these early mornings?
Oh, I'm getting used to it. Well, I was a bit late finishing this morning.
Late?
Yeah, I didn't get through till nearly 7:30. No, I just called in to drop me chainsaw off for Tony.
Oh, that's kind.
Yeah, so I can clear that branch in the top field.
And there's some fuel mix here, Tony.
Right, thanks.
Now, I'm off home for some shut-eye. I'm
sure you need it. Bye.
Yeah, cheerio, lad.
Bye.
Right, breakfast ready.
Sure, blimey. So, what's up with him?
Oh, come on.
Practically biting my head off for no reason.
Well, don't forget what he's been through these past few months.
Oh, yeah. But I thought this new dairy was going so well.
It's hard work. It's bound to get him down sometimes.
Sour grapes. Me.
So instead of moaning, why don't you try and do something to cheer him up?
He's got his tape and nursery rhymes. He'll be all right for a few minutes.
It's breakfast.
Oh, leave him. He's fine. You have your own first.
I'm not hungry.
Come on, have some toast.
No.
Oh. Oh, sweetheart.
I still don't understand it, Mum. How could Ed say those things? How could he do this to us?
Oh, love. I know it's hard.
After all we've been through, all that time in the caravan, going without and struggling, but we were still happy. They were the best times too. Now it's all gone. It's like it never happened. He's just putting it out of his mind and cutting us out of his life forever.
Oh, I know.
I mean, how can he do that? I love him, and I know he loves me too. It don't seem right.
Oh, that's how it is sometimes.
But I don't get it. I thought now he's back, when he's got himself straight, everything would be all right. Well, it'd be like it was before.
I know that's what you hope, love, but it was never going to be that easy.
But we managed before, and I'm still here for him. I'd have helped him.
Look, I know how much it hurts, but... Well, now it's happened. Now you know how Ed feels.
So what? What am I supposed to do now?
All he can do is try to accept it and move on.
How? I can't do that, Mum.
Yes, you can. It won't be easy. It'll take you a while, but... Well, it's better for it to happen now than for you to try and hold together a relationship that was... Well, it was never going to work out in the long run.
Well, how do you know that?
Well, because...
If we love each other, we could still be happy together.
Oh, sometimes that isn't enough. You know why you left the caravan. Do you really believe Ed could have given you the kind of life you want? And I know this sounds hard, but... If you're really honest, do you think you could have made him happy either? Why do you think he went off like that and got into all kinds of trouble? Better to call it a day now. Get it over with, however much it hurts.
But, Mum, me and George, what are we going to do?
Oh, come here. Oh, you're still got your whole life to look forward to. And you've got a lovely son and us, me and your dad, your family.
Yeah.
We'll help you get through this. Oh, we'll look after you. You'll soon start to feel better. You'll see.
I'm still way behind. There's no way I'll be through by lunch.
Yeah, I got your message.
And you want to know why?
Something to do with Brian.
Oh, how did you guess?
Just a stab in the dark, you know.
Well, you're not going to believe this, but Brian knew I had Morris all set up to do this order. Then I come in this morning and find that he's taking him off to do the venison.
Are you joking?
I wish I was. It's put us back a couple of hours, so bang goes our lunch date.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Typical of Brian. Why do I put up with it?
Not much choice, really.
If I was back running my own business, he wouldn't be able to mess me around like this.
Oh, tricky.
It's okay. I'm not expecting you to come up with an answer right now.
No?
No, say by, 3 o'clock this afternoon.
I'll do my best. Sorry I've had such a bad morning.
Sorry about missing our lunch date. Mm. You know, it's been almost a year since I signed away my soul to Brian.
Really?
Seemed like such a great idea at the time.
Hello.
But... Oh, hello, Tony.
What was that about, Brian? Not causing you problems, is he?
No, everything's fine.
So are you looking for Dad?
Is your dad around?
No, you just missed him.
Oh, right.
I think he's only just gone down to the village.
Okay, maybe I'll catch him later.
I'll have to get back, Brenda. I'll give you a call later, all right?
Yeah. Okay, bye.
See ya.
Hey, Brenda, how's your dad coping with the new dairy business?
Yeah, great so far. He's been really positive about it.
Oh, just seemed a bit on edge when I saw him earlier.
Yeah? I'm tired, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose.
He doesn't get much time out. He's either working or catching up on his sleep.
Well, I wondered if he might be up for some fishing.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you ask him?
Oh, okay.
It'd be really good for him. He needs to get out more.
Yeah.
All work, no play, you know.
Yes. Actually, we've been feeling the same about Helen.
Yeah, Tom said.
Well, holiday time. These warm evenings, she should be out enjoying herself. But she seems to spend most of her free time stuck at home in front of the telly.
Okay, how about this? You ask Dad out fishing, and I'll ask Helen out for a drink. Deal?
It really hurts me to see her so upset, Pat.
Yeah.
She's taking it so hard, and all I want for her is to be happy.
Of course you do.
But at the same time, there's part of me thinking, thank goodness it's all over. I mean, let's be honest. Ed was never right for her. He's caused her so much worry and heartache.
Well, he's had his own troubles, of course, but...
Yeah, and now he'll have to face up to them himself. There'll be no concern of Emma's.
And you say it was Ed who made the decision to end it?
Oh, yeah. That's why Emma's so hurt.
Oh, that's quite a grown-up thing to do. Maybe he's learnt something from all this.
I can't honestly say I'm bothered, Pat. I'm just so glad that Emma's out here.
Afternoon.
Hello, Mike.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to pick up some bread this morning.
Oh, well, you're in luck. There's still one left.
Oh, great.
Over there on the rack. Look.
Yeah, got it.
Right, that's $4.89 then, Pat.
Oh, Mike, have you heard from Tony?
Huh?
He was talking about a fishing trip sometime.
Oh, yeah, he left a message. I ain't got back to him yet.
You think you might be interested?
Yeah, if I could make the time.
Oh, I should take him up on it if he can. He's been working much too hard. It's just what he needs.
We got the bangers done and away with literally seconds to spare.
Well done.
Close run thing, though. And you and I missed our lunch together.
Another time, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, and I called Helen to see if she was up for a drink tonight.
Any joy?
She's washing her hair.
Oh, see? She can't even come up with a decent excuse.
Well, I can see it's hard for her, Tom. Like, all her friends are pairing off. Me and you, Sam and Kirsty.
She's never going to find a bloke if she sits at home all the time.
I know. I'll keep trying.
I'll end up single too at this rate.
What?
If I keep standing you up at the last minute.
I'll let you off this time.
No, don't blame me. Blame...
Oh, hey, and you know what you said this morning about wanting your independence?
Oh, yeah? So what's your big idea, then?
No, seriously, Tom. I've been thinking about it.
Yeah?
Well, if you want to be free, you need to make more profit.
Well, I kind of got that far myself.
And to make more profit, you need to increase your sales.
That's the problem. Our sales aren't going anywhere at the moment.
Okay, so you need to revitalise your marketing.
I do?
Yeah, like, Take the venison sausages. They're a great product, but you need to work on a more contemporary image to pull in the younger consumers.
Yeah? I mean, well, yeah, I know that, but...
OK, I realise you're too busy with the production side of the business. So what you need is a young, talented, highly talented, hard-working marketing manager.
And have you got any suggestions?
Well, as it happens, I could be available on a part-time basis.
Brenda, that's really kind, and I really do appreciate it.
But you wouldn't have to pay me, not at first. Expenses only.
No, we can't.
Why not? Tom, we need to get serious about this. You won't get rich by sticking ads in the local press. I could put in the time and really get the products moving. And then if the sales start rocketing, you can pay me then. Well?
Well,
I have to go. I've got a customer. Just think about it, okay?
No, hang on. There's no need. You're hired.
Yeah?
Yeah. Congratulations.
Mike!
Oh, hiya.
You get my message about the fishing?
Yeah, sorry. I meant to get back to you.
So, what about it?
Sure, if you're up for it.
Well, I know you're busy, of course. Doesn't have to be a long one.
Afternoon?
Well, maybe just a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Depends how long you've got.
Okay, you're on. I'll see how I'm fixing, give you a call.
Right, I'll look forward to it. Now, I'm popping in for a quick one. You fancy?
Hey,
have you heard the big news?
Huh?
The bar's got its new carpet.
Oh, so it's down at last?
Yeah. Come on, I'll buy you one. Yeah. We can check it out.
Blimey, get a load of this!
Very clean.
Dead smart, eh?
Yeah, I think Jolene has to be pleased with this.
Ooh, that's real quality. Wonder how much it costs.
I don't know. Ask Clary.
Hey?
Well, she's on the bar tonight.
Oh.
Though apparently Lillian's paying for it, so we may never know.
Look, Tony, I'm pretty dead beaten now.
What?
Well, I'm up at 3 tomorrow.
Oh, you've got time for one, surely?
No. Thanks all the same. I think I'll get an early night.
My magic touch again, darling. It's never been known to fail.
Well, it worked for our lounge.
It's worked for the ball, too. You must go and see.
I will.
Always start from the bottom up. That new carpet's the first part of my plan to drag the ball out of the 1970s and into the 21st century.
And Sid Perks with it?
Magic I can do, but miracles. Darling, what is this? Why are you marching up and down the lawn?
I'm proving a point to Alice.
Explain.
Her 18th coming up. In September.
18? My little niece.
Oh, and she's busy planning the party of the decade. Champagne, ball gowns, live music.
Oh, well, why not? If you're going to bother to have
a
party.
Well, OK, but the guest list's already pushing 3 figures.
Well, I hope I'm invited.
She's found this jumbo big top-sized marquee on the net. The lawn just isn't big enough.
Oh, come on, darling. I'm sure you'll squeeze it in somehow.
Well...
She'll be 18 once. Let her have a dream party.
Yeah, I'm not trying to spoil it for her. I just think she needs an ever-so-tiny reality check.
Hello there.
Ian, hi.
Darling! So they've let you out of that kitchen?
Got too hot in there. Thought I'd take a break.
Ian and I are playing hooky for the afternoon.
Didn't Jenny say you were still harvesting?
They have to do without me.
Well, you sure that's okay?
Yeah, be a real treat for Connor.
Your hunky student.
That's Connor.
He's been desperate for a go on the combine.
So, you planning anything special?
What are we doing, Adam?
Well, getting away from the farm, hanging out somewhere cool and quiet.
Well, walk by the river?
Sounds good to me.
Well, why don't you let me treat you to lunch first?
That's really kind of
you,
Lillian.
Well, just a quick drink, down at the ball, and then I can show you my new carpet.
I can live with it, Mum. At least it's clean.
Oh, maybe.
Did you see the old one? When they took it up, it was like, ew. It's so disgusting. There's mouldy beer stains and worse. This has got to be better.
Yeah, well, okay, maybe it is.
And it does make the place feel lighter, you know. It's less dingy.
Oh, so it's a better carpet. But who's going to pay for it?
I thought you said that Lillian...
Oh, yeah, Lillian. Don't worry, darling, it's on me. Well, she ain't paid for it yet.
Oh, well.
It were invoiced to the business. That means we'll end up footing the bill.
Hello. You still with us, fella?
Yeah, I'm going out in a minute.
Oh, unless, of course, she's put the cash in the till and forgotten to tell us.
What?
Oh, I knew all along. I could have told you this had happened. Lillian, You let her bully us into getting a new carpet we don't want, and now we end up paying for it.
Whoa, hang on. And she says she'll pay. Yeah,
but she hasn't.
Well, not yet. I mean, give her a chance. I mean, she paid for the drinks after the party, didn't she? And a bit on top.
Sid, the carpet's been down for 2 days now.
I know, I know.
Yeah, so are you going to remind her?
I haven't had the chance.
You find us a table, darling. I'll get the drink.
Okay. Talk of the devil.
Right.
I'm off to see Ed. Bye.
So, here's your big chance.
Yes. Lillian, good afternoon.
Darling, I know you had your doubts, but you see, I was right all along. It's such a success. I've had nothing but compliments.
Yes.
All the regulars, everyone loves it.
Sid?
Yes. Lillian...
And it's such a good investment, too.
You think so?
If the customers like it, they won't be in such a hurry to leave. It'll soon pay for itself in extra tray.
Oh, pay for itself?
Lillian, while we're on the subject...
Now, Adam, a pint each for you boys.
Thank you.
And I'll have my usual, please, Sid.
You're right. And while I'm
doing... Oh, Sid, would you be a real sweetie and bring them over? I'd hate to spill beer on our new carpet.
Yes, okay.
Oh, and chalk it up for me, will you, darling? I'll settle up when we go.
All right.
Sid, that was pathetic.
She'll be back in a minute.
I don't mind, really. I enjoy talking to Lillian.
She's fine in moderation.
Well, we'll have the rest of the afternoon together. Unless you'd rather be out in your big combine.
It's a close-run thing, but...
I'm flattered.
One drink and we'll make our excuses.
Okay. I want to have a chat about the spare room.
Oh?
I mean, it could do with a proper makeover.
Oh, don't mention it to Lillian.
Well, it's nothing we can't handle ourselves. Splash of paint and maybe some new curtains.
I'm sure, but we've only just done the downstairs.
I know, but, well, I want it to be nice and cosy for Mads and the baby. But when they come to stay, we'll need a decent duvet in there too and somewhere to put the cot.
Oh, yeah, yes,
so,
maybe, but...
So, darlings!
Lillian?
Now you've had a chance to soak up the ambience.
What, the carpet?
Tell me what you think.
She came over with George. So I had to do it. I had to tell her.
So it really is finished then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm glad it's over. I'm glad I had the guts to go through with it, you know? Oh, she wasn't too happy about it.
No.
So I had to spell it out for her. Make sure she got it straight. It was tough on both of us. But, like, no point in dragging it out, is there? That would only make it worse. There's no future left for us. If I learned anything these past few weeks, I can see that now.
I'm sorry, Ed.
Don't be. I was wrong for her. She was wrong for me.
Maybe if you'd had a place of your own.
Maybe. Nah. For all her talk about how bored she was with Will, how she wanted some excitement in her life, remember? Mm. When it comes to the crunch, when things get really tough, she packs it all in and goes running back to her mum and dad.
Yeah.
If we had got back together, had another go, who's to say she wouldn't do the same again? I don't want to go through that again. I don't know if I'd make it.
So how do you feel about her now? Oh, no, I'm sorry. You don't have to answer
no,
that.
No, that's okay. I still care about her. And George. That don't just disappear, does it? I'll get over it. So will she. When she'll find someone nice and safe and reliable, like my sad loser of a brother. Then we'll all be happy.
Yeah.
What?
It's really good what you've done. It's really brave. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, well...
And you're right about Emma. She will get over it. And who knows, she might even end up a better person for it.
Maybe. Still, doesn't exactly solve all my problems, does it? Still sat here in the garden staring at the wall. What do I do now? Where do I go from here? I wish someone would tell me.
She's still ill, look. She ain't gone home yet. So what are you waiting for?
She's talking to Adam and Ian.
Oh.
I can't go barging in and ask for a check.
Oh, she's getting up. She's coming to the bar.
No, she isn't. She's heading for the toilets.
Oh, not again.
And I hope you're not suggesting I go in after her.
Okay, so where were we?
The spare room.
Well, yeah, it's not going to bankrupt us if that's what's bothering you.
No.
Well, I mean, how much is a pot of paint and a pair of curtains?
I'm not worried about the cost.
What, so what's the problem?
It's just... I can understand where you're coming from, but... Well, what's the big hurry? There's still quite a long way to go yet.
Yeah, well, there's no harm in making plans, is there?
Well, okay, but, I mean, we've only just had the first visit to the clinic, and now with all these tests they'll have to do.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
What?
Well, so it's all going to take a bit longer than we thought. That doesn't mean we have to put everything on hold.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, well, though, I do realise you're not quite as disappointed over the delay as I am.
Ian. Yes, of course you don't want to wait. Of course you'd like it to happen sooner. And I want the same as you.
Do you?
Yes. I'm not backing out on you. I'm not having second thoughts. Come on, look at me. I'm with you all the way, I promise.
I know. And I do appreciate it.
But can we just slow down a bit? Take it steady? One step at a time? So I don't get left behind?
Okay. Yeah. So you're absolutely right.
You don't think I'm making a fuss?
No. I mean, this is... I mean, it's not just about me and Mads. You're a part of it too.
That's how I'd like it to be.
Okay, so we'll forget about the spare room for now. Okay?
Okay.
Here she comes.
I know.
Oh, no chicken and out this time. I'll be standing right behind you.
Same again for me, please, sir.
Right.
The boys are saying that I have to go. Look, I'm going to see if they've changed their minds.
Go on.
Lillian, do you mind if, can I have a word?
Is this business, darling? Because
yes, yes, it is. I'm sorry to bring this up now, but...
Sid!
The invoice for the carpet, I had to sign for it when...
Oh, Sid, oh, what a bad girl I am. I'd forgotten all about it.
Well, you did say
yes, of course. It had completely slipped my mind. I must be going gaga. Look, I'll write you a cheque before I leave.
Yes,
You can do it now, if you like. Save the bother. Do you want to borrow my pen?
No, thank you, darling. I'll use my own.
Well, let's face it, I'm not spoilt for choice round here. Maybe I should go away again.
Away? Like...
Get a job abroad. I mean, Hungary was all right. Go back there again.
Yeah, but at least you've got your mates here and your family.
What, you worried about the crack and the booze?
You couldn't blame me if I was.
Maybe I'd leave all that behind too. And being stuck here with nothing to do and no future for me, that's what makes me want to get wasted.
What about this counselling?
I'm going to give it a try. I feel like I owe it to Oliver.
You're not going off tomorrow then?
I can't afford the fare.
So you'll need to work?
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, there's always Grange Farm. Well, come on, you were so keen on it before.
Yeah, that was all part of the big plan. Like, for me and Emma and George. So much for plans.
Well, it beats doing nothing, don't it? And you'll get paid.
Yeah. But I've dumped Oliver in it once already. I mean, what if I go back and find I can't hack it? Let him down all over again.
Well, you don't know till you try.
I don't know, Fallon. I don't know what I'm going to do.
The kids' shoe department. It was a complete nightmare.
Yeah?
We met Ollie's mum. Ollie from playgroup. They've been waiting for over an hour.
Oh, crazy.
So it all took about twice as long as I thought. Though I did manage to do some shopping of my own.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, come here, you.
Okay, I know it's all very boring. You're far more interested in the ewes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bert's on his way back to give me a hand. Sort out the oldest for market.
Right, well...
She's okay, anyway. She'll do for another year.
Are you ready for some tea?
Not till I'm through here.
You really haven't noticed, have you?
Hey? What?
Me new top!
Oh!
I bought it this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I thought you looked different.
Okay, no need to pretend.
No, I...
I'm not sure about the colour anyway. I was going to take it back. So, what's in the tin can?
Live bait.
Okay, don't tell me.
Yeah, well, the fish go mad for them.
So long as they don't get out all over my car.
No danger of that.
Well, hope you and Tony have a great time.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Oh, and thanks again for taking us, dear.
That's no problem. Nice Oliver was able to do the milking.
Yeah, it's good of him. He's got so much on.
So, still no sign of Ed coming back?
Nah. I think Oliver's being careful not to...
Oh, it's Clary. Oh, must be on her way to work. I'll see if she wants a ride. Hiya.
Oh, hello.
You going to Bridge Farm?
Yeah, Ed is in Felpisham.
Okay, then hop in.
Oh, well,
I'm taking Mike down to meet Tony.
Oh.
Good afternoon.
So if he moves his fishing gear out the way...
Yeah.
No, it's very kind of you to offer.
Oh, come on, it'll save you 5 minutes.
It's not far now, and it's a nice afternoon, eh?
You sure?
Yeah, honestly. Thanks all the same.
Ruth, it's a really nice top. It's perfect. You look great in it.
I'm still not sure. It's not too yellowy.
No.
It was quite expensive.
Don't worry about the cost. If you like it, keep it.
Well... No, well, that's kind of you to say, but... I think I'll take it back.
Hello?
Oh.
Sam, hi.
Is it okay for you?
Yeah, come on in.
Cows okay?
Yeah, they're fine. Hey, it's a nice top.
Oh. You think so?
Yeah. Why?
There, see, Sam likes it too.
Did I say the wrong thing?
No.
It's new, she just bought it.
Oh.
Poor Ruth's having a little crisis of confidence here.
No, David, I'm just not sure about...
Oh, no, get out of your way. Can I have the keys to the workshop?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right. Is it okay if I pinch some of those 4-inch galvanised?
Yeah, help yourself.
Yeah, it's a nice evening. Thought I'd have another go at the treehouse.
Oh, right.
So how's it going?
Well...
Yeah, I'm sorry. I haven't had a moment to touch it.
Sam's been doing great stuff down there.
Yeah. Well, as you were doing so well, I thought I'd leave you to it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm aiming to finish off the walls tonight.
Yeah?
Then at least it'll be safe for the kids.
Great, we'll have to come down and see.
Yeah, okay then.
It's really good of him to give up his free time.
Well, he seems quite happy to do it.
Yeah. Right, I'll go and change out of this.
Ruth, love, listen. You know what I think, but, you know, it's your choice. If you want to take it back...
Well, I don't know... Maybe I'll try it on again in the morning. I hope this isn't a bad time.
No, it's fine. I've just made some tea.
Mike said it was Ed's first proper counselling today.
Yeah, it was. Have a seat, love.
Thanks. I thought I'd just come and see you.
That's very kind of you. They're all out at the moment. Edward's down the field with Joe.
So how did the counselling go?
Well, fingers crossed, I think it went all right.
Oh, really?
Well, of course, you don't get much out of him at the best of times, but he seems to like his counsellor.
Well, that's a good start.
Yeah, I hope so. Oh, I don't suppose we're out the woods yet. Still a long way to go.
I'm glad things are looking up, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, they couldn't have got a lot worse, could they?
No. And there's nothing else, is there? Nothing wrong.
How do you mean?
Well, we've not done anything to upset you. Me and Roy and Mike.
Well, why'd you say that?
We've not been up to see us. And, well, there have been one or two little things. Like this afternoon in the car. I'd hate to think there was something and you didn't feel able to tell us. Clare.
But there is something.
Go on.
It's... Well, it... Well, after all this trouble with Edward...
Ed?
You know, before, at the caravan and right on your doorstep, and then all this drinking and ending up in hospital. Well, it makes me feel awkward with you.
Oh, Clare!
No,
but you mustn't feel that.
Well,
no one's going to hold you responsible for what he's done.
It's very kind of you, but I feel uncomfortable all the same. I can't help it.
Grab my hand. That's it.
Thanks.
There you are.
What? Oh, don't lose the cans.
No, I got them.
Well, look at this.
So, what do you reckon?
Great, it's really come on.
Yeah, it's got this last wall of fix and then...
Starting to feel like a real house.
Yeah. All it needs is a roof.
Oh, come on, have a break.
Okay. David coming down?
I think so. There's a film on the telly.
Okay.
There you go.
Thanks. Oh, that's good.
Poor old Sam. After a week of this, I bet you wish you were back on a beach in Gozo.
Well.
Watching the sunset with Kirsty.
Yeah. There were some good sunsets.
She's been raving about it. Every time I see her, how fantastic it was. How romantic.
Yeah, I suppose it was.
Suppose.
On the last night, we went out. Had a few drinks. Got nice and mellow, got talking about the future. She wants to move in with me. Into Rickyard.
Hey, that's great, isn't it?
Sharing a holiday apartment's one thing. Sharing a house all the time. Oh, I don't think I'm ready for it.
No?
Going out together, yeah, it's great. We have a lot of fun. But living together, all this domestic stuff. That puts you into a different league, doesn't it?
It's quite a big commitment.
Yeah. Oh, maybe sometime down the line, yeah? But not yet.
Did you tell her?
Oh, yeah. She was okay about it. I think she understands.
That's good. I mean, like you say, there's no big rush, is there? So, you had a good time? You've come back feeling nice and relaxed?
Yeah, hungry.
Well, if you can hold on for 10 minutes...
Oh, then I'm off to bed. It's been a long day.
Well, don't fall asleep yet. I want to tell you about Clary.
What?
Well, you must have noticed how jumpy and awkward she's been around us recently.
Has she?
Oh, come on. She doesn't come up to see us. She wouldn't even come in the car. Well, I know why it is.
Do you?
Yeah. I went down earlier and we had a heart-to-heart and it all came out. She told me everything.
Everything?
Yep. I know what the problem is.
Oh.
I couldn't believe it when she said it. It's all so silly. It's just
Look, I don't know what Clary told you, but it's not what you're thinking. It wasn't like that at all.
What?
Well, Clary, she come up here. We were out in the garden. She was upset about it. She were in tears. I felt sorry for her, give her an hug, and, well, I got a bit out of hand.
Oh.
But that's all it was. Just a hug and a cuddle. Nothing happened. We didn't... And I felt so bad about it afterwards. Well, you can imagine, I...
Yeah. Yeah, I see. I'm so sorry, Mike. I didn't...
Oh. Oh, no. Oh, she didn't tell you, did she?
No. No, she said it was something else, but...
Oh. Well. Now you know the truth. What you must think of me.
Mike, I don't think anything.
Oh, this is all so...
No, look, you mustn't feel that. You mustn't feel guilty about it. It's a perfectly natural thing to happen.
Natural?
Of course. Just because... I mean, losing Betty doesn't mean you lose all your natural feelings.
But it's all so quick. I mean, so soon after...
So what? It's like you said, it was only a cuddle. Nothing came of it. I mean, if anything, it's a compliment to Betty.
Compliment?
Yeah. It shows how much you're missing her.
But the worst of it is, I've been feeling I let her down somehow and broken something between us.
No. No, you haven't. I think you're wrong.
I'm doing that? With Clary?
Okay. Let's say, I mean, just supposing... If she was up there watching, do you really think she'd have minded?
Well, I...
Oh, don't be daft. She'd have been touched, maybe a little bit jealous. And then she'd have had a good old laugh about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose if you put it like that...
So, what's there to feel guilty about? No harm done. Both you and Clary. No, it won't go any further.
Well, no, no, of course.
Well, so there's no need to feel bad about it, is there? Just put it down to experience.
You know, it's quite a relief just to get it all off my chest.
Hmm. So, you're feeling better about it now?
Yeah. Thanks, Hayley. Yeah, a lot better.
Here, that's 20 yards. Put the new fence in here, do you reckon?
Yep, should do nicely.
Oh, well, we managed all them years without electric fencing, I don't know.
But you didn't use them when you were milking?
Oh, set stocking always worked for us.
Well, a lot easier, I suppose. Mm. But our stocking's a good bit tighter than in your day. You had more acres, do you remember?
Yeah, that's true.
And we've got to make the best use of what we've got, ration it out.
Yeah, we can see that.
But listen, thanks very much for your help.
Oh, that's all right. I'd like to have stayed on and helped you with the bottling and all.
No, I can go with that.
I've got a few odd jobs waiting at home, you see.
I'll have Jazza to help with the bottling.
Yeah, I might even put my feet up first.
And Mike's doing the milking, so...
What about the cleaning up?
Well, I'm having Jazza will stand to most of that.
Maybe you should give our Edward a call.
Ed? Well...
Might be worth a try. He won't be doing nothing else. Sat at home twiddling his thumbs.
Yeah, I'd rather leave it up to him.
If you do that, he might never come back.
Yeah, perhaps, but... Well, for now, I'm trying not to put any pressure on him at all. I mean, if he wants to come back, no one will be more delighted than me. But it has to be his decision.
Maybe you're right.
You say he's been on a more even keel these last few days?
Well, sober and hero. And he's been helping around the place. I wouldn't say he's back to his old self.
No, but perhaps he's turned a corner. If he keeps this up, carries on with his counselling, well.
Best if he bides our time, then.
I think so.
I'll start tightening up the wire, then.
Oh, thanks, Joe. Jazza, hi.
Oliver, I've got a wee problem.
Oh?
I'm no well. I feel like I'm going to die.
So what?
It's meningitis. I've been thrown up all morning.
Oh.
Doctor said it's diarrhea and vomiting disease.
Yes, well, I'm sorry to hear that, but...
Honestly, I can't even hold down a cup of tea. Just the thought of all that milk.
Yes, I see.
So, is there any chance you can do the bottling without me?
Well, looks as if I'll have to.
I'm really very sorry, but there's no way I can...
No. Don't you worry. I'll manage it somehow.
Okay, I'm hoping I'll be better tomorrow.
I hope so too.
I'm going to have to go. I could feel another...
Yeah, fine. All right, thanks for calling. Bye.
Right, are you all ready to go?
Yes, Joe.
Yeah. What's that then? Got a problem?
No. Nothing I can't deal with. Right, let's get you home.
You hold the trays, I'll stack the eggs.
Right.
With the two of us, you'd only take half an hour.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're okay with this?
Yeah, fine.
I mean, I know it's your afternoon off. Or we'll do something nice after. Roy, hold it straight or they'll fall off.
Sorry?
Oh, beginning to wish I hadn't told you now.
What?
Mike and Clary. Still bothering you, isn't it?
Well, okay, so I need some time to get my head round it.
You shouldn't let it worry you.
No, it's difficult for me. He's my dad.
Yeah, I can understand that, but...
It just feels weird, that's all.
But it was nothing. A harmless cuddle that got out of hand.
Yeah, I know, but...
And, you know, it won't go any further. It's not about to have an affair or anything.
No, it's not that. And it's not because it was Clary, neither. It's...
What?
Well, still only a few months since Mum died. That's what I find difficult.
You shouldn't.
Okay, so maybe I'm being pathetic.
No,
but...
no, of course you're not.
I can't help it.
Come on, out the way.
And somewhere deep down, it still feels wrong for Dad to have feelings for somebody else. You see what I mean?
Yeah, of course I do. But you can't expect him to be a monk for the rest of his life, either.
I'm not saying that.
I mean, he's not that old, really. He's still fit and healthy.
Yeah, I know.
And he's lonely, too. He misses your mum. He's going to need someone to fill the gap.
Yeah, okay, but it still feels too soon for me. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So there you are. You asked me and now you know.
All right. Let's get these eggs done.
This tray's full now.
Put it with the others. And you know what I fancy after?
What?
A big, ginormous ice cream.
Oh?
In a glass with bits of fruit stuck in and all the trimmings.
So what's brought this on?
Nothing. I've been dreaming about it all morning.
Okay.
There's a new parlour opened at the shopping mall, so if you like, you can treat me.
Been all good this morning.
Yeah?
The pasteurising, put it all through the separator. Got the clean bottles ready for the bottling. Then we had to go out and shift to the electric fence. Edward!
What?
Take them blooming earphones off, will you?
I can't hear you.
So how about pouring some of that tea then?
Yeah.
I've been working all morning. Not that I'm complaining. So it's been good to get out and keep busy. Better than sitting in my chair all day. Keeps me joints moving. Stop me going doolally.
This tea's been stewing, you know.
Oh, well, I'll take it as it comes. Yeah, it's good to be back down at the farm. See the new dairy taking off. Do me bit to help. Be part of it all.
There you go.
What? Did I tell you Mike's got another two customers?
Yes, you told me.
Well, goes to show I was right all along.
Well, yeah.
No matter what your father says. Folk have forgotten what real fresh milk tastes like. Once they find out...
Yeah, so you keep telling me.
Well, because it's the truth.
Well, so I believe you, all right? I have to keep going on about it.
Well, you've got to hand it to Oliver Sterling. He wasn't afraid to put his money where his mouth is. Took a risk. Now it's starting to pay off.
Grandad, I'm not interested. I don't want to hear about it, okay?
All right, all right. You get back to your noise box. I just ain't as young as I was. No getting away from it. A couple of hours and I'm finished. And Oliver Sterling ain't getting no younger neither. A lot of work, even with the cows they go.
All right, that's it.
Where you going?
Anywhere, just so I don't have to listen to
you. All right, I can take a hint. I'll go on out the back, leave you in peace.
Yep.
I'm dying.
It was every night then, was it?
No, I'm sick.
Yeah.
I'm not honest. Diarrhea and vomiting disease.
Oh, that's tough.
No funny. Trainspotting's got nothing on this.
Okay, I don't want to know.
That's nice, isn't it?
What do you want me to do? Come over and nurse you?
I thought at least I'd get a bit of sympathy for you.
Look, yeah, I'm really sad for you, mate. What's this about?
I'm feeling really bad about Oliver. I'm supposed to be there to help him do the bottling.
Oh, well.
There's no way in the state I'm at. I can't even move.
He's got Mike.
Mike's doing the milking and there's either cleaning up today after.
Okay, well, why are you telling me this?
Come on, you're sitting at home on your backside.
So?
So you're training to be a hermit.
I've been giving myself some space, that's all.
How much space do you need?
Look, Jazza.
What else moved on, Ed? If you're no careful, you'll find it's left you behind.
Yeah, thanks for the sermon, mate.
All of us busting our gut to keep that business going. And it's you he's doing it for.
You let me worry about that, yeah?
Okay, but if you don't go back soon, it could be too late. So, well, maybe it's decision time.
Mmm. Oh, maple syrup. Oh, I'm just so bad and depraved.
Well, come on, got a way to go yet.
So, you're feeling better about things now?
What?
Life, the world. Your dad and Clary.
Well, it's like... I know what you say is right. In the end, but... There's still a part of me that's saying something else, you see?
Well, you miss your mum. Of course you do. And you still feel loyal towards her?
Yeah, I guess so.
But your dad feels the same. That's why he had the big guilt trip. But he can't put his life on hold forever. That's not what she would have wanted. She'd have wanted him to move on. And to be happy.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't mean he'll ever forget her or stop loving her memory.
Yeah, I know. I guess for me it was kind of a shock, but I'll get over it.
Anyway... Now he knows we don't blame him for what happened. He doesn't have to feel guilty.
Yeah, you're right. He needs to move on.
And, well, maybe if he sees us beginning to move on, that looking towards the future will help him to do the same.
So, how do you mean, exactly?
Well, we don't need to do anything in a rush, but... Or maybe we could start to think again about finding a place of our own.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I don't mean we'd do it like now, this week, or this year, even. He still needs us around, and he's still got all his granddaddy stuff for Phoebes.
It wouldn't do any harm to bring it up, though. Slowly. Give him time to get used to the idea.
That's what I thought.
Well, we don't have to go far. And he's still had Brenda around.
And now we've got this extra money coming in.
Well, that's going to make things a lot easier.
Well, there is something else.
Yeah?
Well... If we're thinking about finding our own place, why don't we think about trying for a baby?
Yeah?
What?
Yeah, why not?
Roy?
Oh, seems a good time before Phoebes gets too old.
Oh, Pia!
Okay. We don't have to start right now.
No, I can't wait.
Okay. You better eat up your ice cream before it melts.
Right, let's get these.
Oliver?
Ed? Hello.
Sorry to...
No. I'm just getting into my milkmaid gear.
Yeah.
To start the bottling. So, come to see how we're getting on?
Yeah,
Busy as ever, but coping.
And, I had a call from Jazza.
Mm-hmm.
He told me he was off sick.
Yes, poor chap. He didn't sound at all well.
No. And he was meant to be up here for the bottling, yeah?
Well, can't be helped. I'll do my best without him.
Well, if it's a problem for you, well, maybe I could give you a hand.
Are you quite sure about this?
A couple of hours, I reckon I'm up to that.
Good. Well, I'd be only too pleased, of course.
But, I mean, I'm still not quite... 100%, you know.
Yeah,
but,
of course, I understand that.
But if it's just, like, helping you out, cleaning up and stuff...
Yeah, well, that's about the size of it.
Okay, then.
If you don't mind the hair net.
I'll get used to it.
Okay, then. Let's scrub up and get started.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.